Professor Schlossky on 18 August 79. So you were saying that in a christening ceremony...
Yes, ceremony when you're christening a newborn boy or girl, it's necessary two persons.
Yes.
One mother-in-law and a father-in-law.
Right.
In Russian, крестный отец, крестная мать.
I think it's godfather and godmother.
Godfather is the parent of the father. No, it's absolutely far relative. But they took part in ceremony and
yes, okay.
Give the name of the newborn child.
I see. That's
but
what you did.
In relation to the... I invited the 10 relict radiations.
Relict radiation. I see. That's your term.
It's my term.
Mm-hmm.
But it's... Before we meet, this term was by Pentagon, this is black body radiation.
Right.
I think it's a bad term because it's not a reflection of the real nature of this radiation. Relic radiation is excellent term,
yeah.
Don't you agree?
Yes, I see what you mean.
Because it reflects the real situation.
Right.
What's the nature of the radiation? So I'm very proud.
Uh-huh. What was the second thing? You said there were two things.
And second, I was the first, independently George Field. Maybe Tadeusz Penzias, practically the same time.
Yes.
The delay maybe 1 or 2 weeks only, developed the idea to obtain the temperature of relic radiation by means of molecular.
Using
I drew attention as the old observation of Canadian astronomer MacKellar,
right.
Who observed two components of the molecular lamp CH.
And
very astonished. You know, it's very interesting.
Yeah. CN, is it not?
CN, excuse me. He drew attention, usually in interstellar space, all molecules have only one rotation line. Yes, but in case of CN, excuse me, two lines.
Right.
And he wrote, I read by my own eyes, as necessary to suppose all galactic planes fueled by long infrared radiation.
Right.
Once
at a temperature of 3 Kelvin.
Once keep the discovery of black body or relic radiation. But he can't. I drew attention,
right.
And I, from the observation, from the relative intensity of the two components of a CN line, calculated the temperature of the radiation, 3 degrees exactly.
Right, right. Now, it's interesting you bring up cosmology because in all of these papers, there really wasn't any papers on cosmology. For some reason, you did not work on that.
I remember. I drew attention to the unique possibility. And very high importance of the background metagalactic.
From the metagalaxy, right.
Integrated produces the whole.
Right, but you do not have any papers on cosmology by itself.
Because I'm very far from cosmology. And
it would seem like someone like you would want to have a few papers on cosmology,
Yes. But I do attention on the relation between flux from the different metagalactic sources and the background.
Right.
What's the ratio between. Comparatively near metagalactic source and all background, if you make a hypothesis that is caused by integration.
Right, that was in the late 50s.
Yes.
Okay, let's go back to the 40s. And now we come to your famous paper in 1949 in the Astronomische Journal. About the 21 centimeter line.
Yes, I explained you.
But could you tell me again with the tape recorder? How you first heard about this?
It is over by chance. Only by I'm working in solar physics field at this time. I had maybe several work in solar radio astronomy and made the first attempt in interpretation of the galactic radiation and the division into component thermal and non-thermal galactic radiation of the spectral analysis. But at this time. By chance, I look the very small, maybe two lines, not only article in Observatory.
Right. Reber and Greenstein.
Right. Okay. It was very astonishing. First of all, I absolutely clearly understood fantastic importance this possibility. First of all, I was very astonished. Is there a possibility to count all atoms in our galaxy. It's fantastic. And I understood the kinematics of it, maybe because I don't
remember. Look at the structure of the galaxy.
Structure. I understood. Then, after my enthusiasm was very high,
mm-hmm.
I calculated the probability of transition. I calculated the probability that this is fantastically low. Each transition is each spontaneous transition per 10 million years.
Right.
It is all people laughing, told you. All astronomers.
Yeah.
For astronomers, it's usual that, for example, usual 10 to the minus 8.
Right.
A metastable level of a nebula astrophysic 10 to the minus 2 seconds.
Right.
Corona line, I know, 40, one several hundred inverse seconds of probability.
Here you
the demand is 15, fantastically low. But when I calculate it, when I recognize that the optical depth must be larger than unity,
right,
and of course the brightest temperature must be the same as the temperature of H1 region.
Right. It will be an extended
and
source.
And simultaneously, psychological for me is very important for such a problem. I just saw the main component of the universe is hydrogen. But unhappy situation, no possibility to observe. Because in the main, in the ground state of H atom. Only the Balmer line are a high excitated level of hydrogen.
Right.
But mechanism of excitation is very dark, maybe related from many circumstances. It's very, this is the open possibility of investigation that interstellar atom is the lowest quantum state. Fantastically
important.
Right. But when I calculated, I came to conclusion it's quite possible the level of sensitivity of the receiver at this time to make an attempt to experimental
right.
discover this line.
In fact, you came to the conclusion that the line should be about 20 times stronger than the continuum.
Yes.
So it should be very easily.
I calculate the line profile and go, okay. And I go to the chief of experimental radioastronomical station in Crimea, Professor Haikin.
Yes.
His role in the development of Soviet radioastronomy is very
right.
He is fundator of Soviet experimental radioastronomy. It is 1 year before he was the first to discover experimental data proof of coronal origin of meter wave length of quasar sun during the Brazil
solar eclipse.
But and I know Professor Haikin for a long time because he was my dean during the time of graduating in the physical faculty. Professor Haikin, very far from astronomy, excellent experimentator in radiophysics, very serious related to this idea, and gave me direction to Dr. Witkiewicz. Dr. Witkiewicz very quickly orientated in experimental side this problem, and after several weeks, he told me about the he told me this problem is very simple for him, and he introduced the method of switch between
frequency switching,
yes. And give me just sketch naturally the block scheme of the receiver.
I see.
I was very glad. After this,
was Witkiewicz doing radio astronomy then, or
yes, he was the practical the main person in the Crimea station of radio astronomy. Yes. And after this, I was very astonished when I observed that the whole work is stopped. With many months, no over. When I asked Professor Witkiewicz why you are stopped, he told me that it is why you suppose it is a very interesting problem. I think that, for example, for me, it's much more interesting than the solar physics problem, the special kind of solar event connected to the solar. Sports, etc. No, I repeat my visit to him. I explained the situation after this, but because with the role of Professor Academician Landau, this room, I am.
Okay.
But it's very clear.
But in any case, you were not able to convince people to build an antenna and to get something going.
Yes. I remember this time, I was the first who stimulated the radio observatory. By the way, don't forget, this time, in the middle of 40, yes, there's no astronomy between radio astronomy. Radio astronomical work concentrated only in radio physics men, without astronomical education.
Except for you.
No, except for me, but I'm not.
But you're not a radio, right.
And I do attention about the study to observe H2 region. Orion, other 15 nebulae. and right. the Soviet Union, and I published it one book, I remember, together with Vladimir Shine.
Yes.
He's a very fine man and extremely strong astronomer. His work is well known.
Yes, I know.
Yes. Very fine man. Yes. And the first experimental observation performed by me of the small gas in Crimea was very successful. And people discovered the effect from Orion and other nebulae.
This is now getting to 54 or so.
Yes,
I can't. But going back again to the late.
Practically simultaneously with the American discovery.
At the Naval Research Lab, Hagen and McLean.
Yes,
right.
The dish was also smaller.
Wait, what size dish did you have?
I remember this work performed as a large Würzburg antenna, you know. This old German.
Oh, Würzburg, yes. So that was one of the few.
7.5 meters.
I think that's right, yeah. So that was one of the first, one of the only times that you've been involved in an observations.
I can tell you that people, usually common opinion is I'm a theoretician. But I'm not a true theoretician. I prefer real business from me. For example, I just told you, the real theoretical calculation is not from me. True theoretical calculation. I am an animal such kind of thing. Today we have many work, but it maybe expands my conservatism connected with maybe my age. New modern idea about mathematical simulation and fantastically
right.
complicated
computer
every,
models.
And... you remember in the meeting 2 hours ago, one young boy, very strange film show.
Yes, of SS-433.
A brilliant illustration, the situation is modern astronomy.
Yes.
The boy absolutely understands the real situation. For him is H2, H1, thing. He had a model. The model he calculated, but was the ratio to the real nature, absolutely forgot.
Once again, you missed the forest for the trees, you're saying. So you might call yourself an interpreter rather than a theorist or something like this.
Interpreter is post-factum. Necessary to stimulate.
Predictor also.
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
The interpreter is very passive function.
That's true.
Necessary look in front.
Right. So a leader, you might say.
Necessary my brain.
Use your brain. Now, also in this paper, you mentioned the possibility of looking at molecules in the radio.
Yes,
CH
it's
and OH.
Very interesting branch of my work. After the work with the 21st century, simultaneously, I drew attention on the possibility of molecular. I was the first who drew attention on the 18 centimeter OH line.
Right. And
the main idea is such. Because the transition is produced 21 centimeter line is forbidden, but only because the total number of H atom interstellar
is so large,
fantastically large, is
right.
Open the possibility to observe this line. But
right.
in case of molecular, this time only two kinds of molecules will be discovered, and the abundance of molecular species is very round determinant. Many years after this, I remember my job in molecular and employed it in connection with the development of that about relic radiation.
Of the relic radiation?
Yes,
that's right, with the CN then again, right. It all tied in, yes.
Yes. And it's very interesting. It's a very fine story, I can tell you.
Yes.
Simultaneously, I took part in upper atmosphere investigation. I work in upper atmosphere physics.
In what period now are you talking about?
This is between 1952
mm-hmm.
and 19... Maybe the beginning is here.
Yes.
Yes. And I go too quickly. And I came to the conclusion that because, in spite of the abundance of molecular is 10 to the minus 6, maybe 10 to the minus 8.
Yes.
Because the probability of transition is high, so this is permitted. And it's very not simple. Don't forget, I never worked in the field of molecular physics. It's non-disciplinary, you understand? in my student time, I remember all students, when they go to professor about examination and spectroscopy, all attention concentrated
on atoms.
War after.
Right.
But they're about, actually, the same thing. But when they go to molecules, very bad, too much levels.
Right.
Very quickly.
Very complex, yes.
Complex and very dark. And my education in molecular spectroscopy, fantastically feeble. But I understood that because there are many kind of levels in molecular, it's quite possible to exist levels which are very near one to other.
Right.
Like a metal situation.
Very.
In transition between.
Very close in energy.
Very close.
Yeah.
Can't be desirable rich possibilities. What's the kind of level I come to? And my aim during very short time to choose the level. I do attention to the rotation level, separation too high. Don't forget this time is factor 1 millimeter and some millimeter astronomy.
Right.
It's all astronomy concentrated in decimeter and short
some of the right.
Yes. And but then again, some fine structure for the level. Lambda W, but people, I read, for example, the monograph of Mr. Herzberg,
right.
Lambda doubling, necessary to understand what is it, one week, from zero level.
Right.
After this, necessary to calculate, well, first of all, necessary to make a choice of molecule. It is only such molecule with the main electronic state spy. I made a question, what kind of molecule? CH fine. OH absent in interstellar.
No optical lines.
No optical lines. But CN and present. OH white. Oxygen more abundant than carbon.
Right.
Yes. And I go to the original paper of all German physicists, such as Jack, and I. Found the old measurement and old quantum mechanical calculations, reaching lambda down.
I see.
And by means of no reading, no real experiment, only by means of no molecular constant necessary to calculate.
Right.
And I'm astonished why I calculated right. Because let us suppose the dimension is.
Oh, problem. Sure.
Yes. Especially German, one flex form. But then I can say, 80 centimeters, okay. Simultaneous calculation for CH, 9 centimeters. But only in case of OH, the accuracy of molecular constant will be fine. And I, with very high accuracy, calculated the line 18 centimeters, but about CH and silicon H. Such accuracy will be only 10%. No more.
Right.
When I declare about this discovery, this after, it is not in 1940. I exact day when I calculated 1953.
Right, yes. 53 paper.
Yes. And this time is 121 centimeter is
known.
Revolution
right.
In astronomy.
Right.
And then you understand the relation to my proposal, different cool people. Support the idea, but very interested in strange phenomenon. I do attention to the first of all necessary to observe OH molecular, because I know the frequency quite well. But people object to me, because in the real spectrum of the interstellar molecular is, as I said, no indication about the presence of OH line.
In the optical spectrum.
I recognize that this is quite possible because it's quite explainable because the dipole momentum is for this molecule may be very small.
Right.
I emphasize that this time is not real measurement.
It was no, not measured. Right. It's very difficult to have OH in the laboratory.
Yeah.
Right.
You understand?
It's right. It's a radical.
Fire. It's fire. Yes. But all this without detection. And two teams of Soviet radio astronomers constructed special device with switch between two frequencies centered to CH molecule.
To go for CH instead of OH.
CH.
Yes.
I want to OH. It is all successful.
Nobody tried for OH.
Naturally, it is very difficult, very feeble line, you know.
Yes.
But C.H. Moneta opened it and discovered it only in 1967.
No. OH.
Yeah. C.H.
No, C.H. was about 72 or...
72, I forgot.
Something like that. OH was 63.
Yes, very feeble, not so simple.
Oh, no, right, yeah. right.
And OH, Moneta was very feeble.
But there were no Soviets...
By the way... I can give you the history had a continuation. The Montagnos here in my first book in 1948, I proposed the possibility of a radio line dictating.
That was 90, in the 53 paper?
No, before it. 92 centimeters.
Was that in the 48, 49 paper?
Yes.
I see.
It's a post. Yes. You know that only several years ago this line was discovered. It's
right.
Very important for cosmology.
Right, yes. Right.
But simultaneously, I predict magnetic dipole forbidden light from interstellar nitrogen.
The so-called recombination lines.
No. Nitrogen.
From nitrogen?
From the ground, the similar creature centimeter, the ground state of nitrogen. But because in case of even the spin of the nuclear spin is equal to unity, there are three levels.
The hyperfine splitting in the nitrogen.
Fantastically low frequency.
Right.
The radius 30 meters and 50 meters.
Right, right.
The probability from the...
You talk about that. You talk about that in your book.
By the way,
yeah.
Several months ago, the team of Soviet astronomers in Kharkov discovered this line.
Oh, is that right? Oh, I hadn't heard it.
I thought it was the
nitrogen hyperfine line.
Yes. In absorption in casting.
I'll be darned. I know.
It's the last.
Finally. Well, that was in your book, you know, and I at one time personally was interested maybe in trying that at one time, but I didn't.
It's very difficult.
Oh, yeah.
It's
so low sensitivity.
Yeah, low sensitivity and very strong interference and very difficult. Yes.
Right.
What's the situation with the molecular line?
But there were no Soviet attempts then in the late 50s to look for OH, only CH.
Oh, only after the discovery.
Right. Yeah. There were some searches in America in the 50s. Barrett and Lilly tried.
Naturally, I can't predict the mother phenomenon. This is out of my consideration. Absolutely nobody predicts. It's absolutely unexpected.
Right.
But when this phenomenon was discovered, I was the first who connects this mother phenomenon with star formation.
The Maser was star formation,
star
yeah.
Formation. You can read
in 65 or 66, 65. Yeah.
66.
Right.
66.
But
I am not paid to your advertising, it's not for me. But it's very interesting because I never made such semi-necrolog.
You never made such what?
Such semi-necrolog. When a man died, these people had what a very fine man was. After the cold.
Right.
Like after Bayer. Yes, but it's really very busy. I three decades working in astronomy, and I have a sense of reality.
Yes, right.
I cannot want your rationality to explain why such mechanism is fine, such but until today, I absolutely. The SS-433 is usual, more or less usual, double X-ray system, but with some peculiarity only, and no miracles in this case.
No what?
Miracles. What's miracles?
No miracles?
Yes.
Yes.
It's quite simple situation.
Right.
People concentrated their attention at the light car, fantastic, fine, but it's a matter of second importance.
Yeah.
Necessary to look in the root.
Right, you have the ability to find where that root is, so.
And then, as you saw, the simple consideration of the law, it is this problem is in early beginning. But don't forget the development, this problem is the next several months, maybe weeks. This behind the rubber.
Yes. Okay. Going back to 1950, you had a suggestion how using fluctuations of radio sources, you can yield their distances.
Yes,
that's what you were mentioning. Was that the principle of the dispersion?
Yes, it's the dispersion.
If you know the electron density.
Yes, it is of all Tiger committed Folsom disease. Naturally, this time nobody knew about Folsom. And the whole phenomenon will be not real,
and
mutation, but the method.
Right. Okay, now there's an important paper in 51 where you had read the review by Ryle in 1950 and the first radio star survey of 50 sources, and you proposed that the radio stars were a new kind of star, very cold, very low mass.
But this, naturally, I am not good. I'm working in theoretician and semi-theoretician and normal astrophysics. The efficiency of work, theoretical physics, is very well than 20%. Very well. This work is absolutely mistake. Only one rational work in the
right.
Work.
But
space distribution,
but
the phenomenon of halo, I introduced.
The halo, yes.
But about the real nature, that is absolutely wrong idea
right.
Today.
But you must understand, though, that the historian of science is interested in these false steps every bit as much as he is in the because he wants to understand.
This way goes to the labyrinth, that way.
Right. He wants to understand how does the progress proceed. And,
I understand, but
yeah.
It is naturally. It is.
But I want to ask you.
Only one Russian, but only in Russia, the dry women that are working in Russia. On all of business, only small part is fine.
Right.
The dry women of this work. Is the physical distribution of this resource. It is the first time introduced the term galactic halo.
The halo.
Halo. It's from this work.
Right. But I wanted to ask you, though, why did you want to make the stars very nearby?
It's quite evident because we can please compare the flux from the nearest radio sources, if you made some kind of hypothesis about it, and the ratio between the integral effect and the flux from the first 10 nearest star give you idea about the distance.
I see.
But only the air will be wrong.
Okay. Let's move.
Very important tip is that the idea to me.
Yes.
Is the best. Yeah, for me it's 1953.
Right, we're coming to
flash.
That. I know, it's fantastic. We're coming to that year. We're almost finished with 52 here. In 52, you had a big article on the differential rotation of the Milky Way and the optical depth of the 21-centimeter line.
Yes.
And that's where you talked about the deuterium line, actually. It was in that paper in 52.
Yes.
And detectable in absorption in the galactic center, which exactly is how it was finally detected. But now, another important paper in 52 is where you finally separated the galactic background into two components.
I said you.
Right. Now, this was when you had two or three different surveys at different wavelengths.
Yes.
And, however, you were still talking about radio stars in a spherical...
But spherical idea is right.
In a spherical system.
It's not so right. But it's very important item because many people said it. Today is also not so clear. It is pure spherical, semi spherical. It's very difficult if you inside the system to obtain the real space distribution of the distinctive.
Are you saying that you think that it is definitely spherical or that it's.
Today?
Yes.
Today I think this is a very complicated distribution.
But at that time you were thinking of quite, just like the globular clusters.
I emphasize this work, very strong difference between globular system space distribution and distribution of radio sources around galaxies, which form quasi-spherical system. Global cluster very strong concentrated in the direction of the.
That's right.
And this system is very small, but different.
This was also in 52, was the first time that you mentioned the synchrotron mechanism in your publications.
But it's very interesting. This is for history, it's really important. The first inventor of synchrotron mechanism, as you know, was Swedish physicist
Alfvén and Herlovson.
By the way, Herlovson never rocket science after this.
He right.
Only business on practical engineering. I told this professor, I went to explain this.
And also Kiepenhauer. Had
and Kiepenhauer simultaneously.
Right,
yes.
Right.
The mechanism is fantastically important for whole next development of radio astronomy.
Right.
But it's interesting, in original paper of Albert Jacobson, Kiepenhauer also, is real astronomy is absent, you understand? They connected the synchrotron with the same hypothesis of the star.
Right.
But it's no relation. Kiepenhauer is better.
Kiepenhauer was the background, the interstellar medium. Yeah. Right.
I think the first astronomical application, general from theory to reality, was by Kiepenhauer. He's very clear and very Jedi. Yes, I can think. But this time, but the new idea practically without attention in the Western country.
That's right.
But in our country, because activity had emission difficulty, emphasized. And he was he got a very strong team of radio physicists and physician team working.
Getmansev
and other people, yes. And I had a very good connection, scientific relation with him.
Mm-hmm.
We very quickly understood fantastical importance of this method for all next development for us. And during the next several years, the position of Soviet astronomy absolutely dominant in
theory of.
We understand the same situation that with open eyes and blind.
Right.
Very similar. For us, it was no problem. Because Ginzburg was a pure physicist and he interested in development of the physical part of the theory.
Right.
By means of the Hetmansev and other men, he was the first who made the classical in radio astronomy formula connecting the spectral index of radio emission and index of energy spectrum of electrons.
No, the first was Getmansev and Ginzburg, right. Or just Getmansev by himself. Yes, right.
It's the main formula of radio astronomy.
Right.
And I employed this formula for the brief astronomical or Crab Nebula. For many other sources, for general background of galaxy. Just a moment, I refused the possibility about the integral effect of radio stars.
You dropped that.
Maybe too early. Because you know, today we have very creative back.
To radio stars.
To radio stars.
But not to the galactic background.
Not to the galactic background. The history never repeat exactly one to one, you know. Dialectic materialism. Yes, it's not propaganda. Yes. And I concentrate my attention on the concrete problem of astronomy.
Right.
I was the first who understood that I think it's very important. The relationship between the general problem of origin of cosmic ray and radio astronomy.
Right.
I was the first who calculated the relation of the supernova outburst.
Right.
In the supernova form filled by high energy particles, and you know, the frequency of outburst and the density of cosmic ray is directly connected. And I drew attention to the possibility to observe the cosmic ray in the innermost part of the universe, etc., etc. Simultaneously, very quickly.
This was all in 52 and 53. Right. What was it about those 2 years that had all these ideas? Okay. Well, so what you said is that while in a train station, this idea of the Crab Nebula just came to you all at once. Right. And
it overflowed by people.
Right. In a half an hour, you had it all worked out.
But before I many months think about the problem of Crab Nebula, the main idea is that if no possibility to explain the radio spectrum as a continuation of optics, what possible to explain? The optic as continuous synchrotron radio spectrum. The main idea is bridge between radio object and one mechanism.
Right.
Yes. After this,
then it all fell into place after that.
And when according to my work, it was predicted the polarization of the region, which was for the time discovered in Soviet Union, optical region,
right,
by Vashakidze and Dabrowski.
Right. Now, was that this 1953 year when you did so many things, was this the beginning of it? Were the rest of these papers about the metagalactic emission and so forth, did that all follow the Crab Nebula?
The next step in this direction was the famous story with a jet of M87.
Well, let's see, that was...
55.
Yes, that's getting along a little bit more, right?
55.
Right, 55.
Yes, in 1955. The situation, but for me, is quite evident after success, after discovery of polarization of Crab Nebula, which is absolutely confirmed the whole synchrotron theory. It is in the middle point. Because up to discovery of polarization of optical radiation Crab Nebula in the best countries, in the West, practically nobody believed.
Right.
I told you about my meeting with Professor Warp in 1954. This time, only very rare person, including Dr.
Well, could you tell me?
Ort
came to a dedication of the new Pulkovo Observatory.
Yes, when the Pulkovo, after World War II, you know, that
it was destroyed.
It was completely destroyed.
Right.
And they restored and renewed it. And in such situation, we had a naturally astronomical holiday, and some foreign astronomer, high importance, was invited to the rediscovery of the Pulkovo,
right.
And in the team of Aurelio Zitor was Professor Ulo. And I explained him my idea. First, he related very cool idea, but after several days, he understood quite big. And he came back to Holland, as I recognized later. He changed all plan connected to the Crab Nebula investigation. You know that Professor Ulo did time spent in this field. And made a beautiful work about polarization, this
right.
The development of theory and many
other. Back in Leiden, yeah, right.
You know, yes. And this time I drew attention after that success on the jet, the famous jet in M87.
Which was of course a big radio source also, Virgo A.
Yes, Virgo A is very large big source, but an optical jet. The peculiarity of this galaxy is
right.
The presence of the very bright and fantastically narrow mass, like jet, exactly from the center of our.
Right.
When I recognize that, well, first of all, the brightness is very high. Second one is a no spectral line. It's no, only continuous, without line.
No 21 centimeter line.
No attempt is it, but 1954 is
really. Yeah.
No spectral line. Optical line.
Oh, no, optical line.
Optical line.
I see. I'm sorry. No, that's my fault. I'm radio oriented, right?
Yes.
No, optical line.
I understood that this is purely synchrotron effect, and it is the phenomenon of optical polarization of the jet. After this, in Soviet Union, some people made attempt to discover such polarization without success. And such a negative result, very easy to explain it by next work performed by Bader. And his co-worker,
right.
Who employed type meter glass Mount Palomar telescope.
Right.
And because, as you know, today, each node, position angle of polarization for each node is very
different.
Much different.
Right. Right.
The smooth effect of Soviet observation with low resolution can be
all canceled out.
Yeah. And Bader might be always submitted strong at the 30%.
I wanted to ask you about that paper. You said that the radio emission came from outside the jet in that paper. Why did you... Do you remember why you said that?
It is evident today because...
No, then, in 1955.
In 1955, I suppose that naturally the level of emission will be feeble, but I understood the situation such. We have some kind of species in the globe. Plasmon, I can use the term as a plasmon. With magnetic field, and after when they made free patch, the length of maybe 2,000 parsec, the plasmon was dissipation, a low relativistic factor go away,
mm-hmm.
With much more volume, and it is necessary to expect essentially larger dimensions of radio source, it's right.
Yeah, okay. Now, also, you gave this same paper at the Jodrell Bank meeting in 1955.
Yes.
Was that the first time that you went to a meeting in the West of radio astronomers?
No. I personally visited both only in 1967. I sent my article to meeting.
Oh, you were not at the meeting then? In 55?
I forgot. Yes. But I personally did not.
I see. Did you go to the Paris Symposium meeting? Were you at that meeting?
No. Personally, I repeat, my first visit in the Western town in 1966.
Oh, was that late?
After I took part in the Soviet Union observation solidarities in Brazil, 1947.
Oh, did you go down on that expedition?
20 years brief.
Oh, the Kaikin and Chikachev.
It's 1947.
Right.
Yes.
You went down on that expedition?
Yes, I took part in
I want to hear about that. But anyway,
I was very young this time.
And this was a
helped me. Maybe the possibility to see the Yes, I took that, but no. I personally did not take part in the meeting in 1954, 1955.
Right.
I sent a copy of my article.
I see. But the first time that you went out then was when you gave the Jansky lecture at NRAO in Charlottesville. Was that the first time?
Yes, 1967.
I was actually in the audience. I heard that.
It's my first visit. But this continues.
Right, but let's go back to the Brazil eclipse.
Too long away. By the way, this time I took part in the Soviet expedition for observation, but I not took part in radio observation.
Oh, I see. You were doing optical.
Professor Paris, spectroscopy.
Oh, I see.
And the situation was very. The situation was such. The Soviet ship, Griboyedov.
So it was a destroyer?
No. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Cigarettes.
No problem.
Thanks.
They go to Brazil fantastically. That is a post-situation, post-war situation. And the special ship.
Right.
And the Soviet team is maybe need to 30 men. And the old damage is 70 tons.
Yes.
The ship go to Brazil from Libava port. Libava is nobody frozen. They're never frozen.
Never frozen, right. Yes.
But by unhappy chance, this winter, because of very low temperature, it is frozen.
Oh, jeez.
And you understand, each day is a very high price. But exactly when the situation was absolutely
critical. Yeah.
The possibility to go from Libava, but in such situation, we cannot go to Gdansk, German Danzig, additional language. Our time was restricted. It without stopping, direct. According to geodesical line.
Straight to Brazil.
The ocean was absolutely empty and clean. Like at the time Cristobal Colón.
Like?
In Columb time.
Columbus.
Columbus.
Yes, right.
22 days across ocean.
Right.
But it not in the usual trajectory. It was shorter.
Right.
Geodesic.
Like you say, the geodesic line.
Yes. No! Mark, no! And we go to Brazil. And after this, the expedition divided into two parts. The first one, the main part, is go inside the Brazil because the belt of the eclipse crosses the Brazil from northeast to southwest direction. And for optical observation, we choose the place in the Estado Minas Gerais, maybe 400 to 500 kilometers.
Oh, that far away, I see.
It is the most part of the country. But the place, the best go from continent to ocean is Bahia, San Salvador.
Right.
And our ship lost out in the need to beautiful port under those race and go northward. Very successful in the bridge. And I sell. And my chief, Dr. Paisley, is the reason why I
did
it with Paisley, the father of Mr. Paisley.
Right.
Go to Brazil, and I'm very happy.
I see.
This is essentially better. One time my life in Rio, Brazil.
But you were not part of the radio observations at all. Oh, which is a fantastic thing, of course, to be directing this whole ship to follow the sun.
This very high.
It's a great story. How was it that, like you say, just after the war, this entire...